Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Happy Monday.
I never thought I'd be happy about a Monday.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
To the show.
It's where fun meets awesome.
I guess it all depends on what your definition of fun is.
I like to have fun.
We like to have fun.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Right this way to the fun zone.
That sounds fun.
Hey, who's ready to have some fun?
It's showtime!
6:03, Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. It is Monday morning, kicking off a brand new work week, Carla.
How? How is it Monday already? When did that happen?
Friday the other day.
When did that happen?
What a weekend. Nevada Broadcasters Association weekend.
Hall of Fame class
of 2019 and our very own Delbra.
Yes, Delbra Moss.
Yes,
congratulations to Delbra. I just mentioned her on my Facebook Live and you know, everybody knows her. If you've picked up tickets here ever, you know Delbra. From our station or when any one of our stations, you know who she is. She's been in this business a long time. And she puts up with more good and bad than anybody in the building, I think.
The face. She is basically the face.
Yes.
And the official greeter of the Beasley Media Group.
No matter
what station you win on, she's the first person you see and talk to.
Yeah, and so grateful. You know, a lot of people, whatever, a lot of people, they take the award, move on, or they expect it, and she was so grateful. She really was. It was really a fun night. We don't get to see all of our fellow broadcasters, radio, TV. You know, rarely do we get to see them all in one place.
And they were all in one place.
Yes, they were all in one place. So if you were wondering who that was doing the news the other night, it was that one Sunday person going, I have to, wait a minute. Okay, then I'm the only one here. So I'm the news director too tonight? Okay.
And every year afterwards, I always wonder why the Four Seasons continues to have us there.
Yeah, I know.
That's where it was at. And that place is amazing.
Oh.
But you would think after Saturday night, all right, this is it.
You know what?
We're not having these people back.
No.
It's not the event itself, which is absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, it's amazing.
But it's downstairs in the bar area.
Yes, in that bar area.
That's not very big.
Yeah,
but
I know. The people were just, other people walking through were like, is it always like, we're not coming back to Las Vegas. We're not staying here. But I think we took care of everyone pretty well.
Yes, it was a wonderful weekend and a beautiful night. A lot of fun. All right, sunshine today. Going to be hot. High 108 today and tomorrow. It's only about 80 right now as you wake up. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, I do have some pretty devastating news about Eddie Money.
All right, we'll talk more about that and other stories in just a couple of minutes. It's Blondie right now and Heart of Glass.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this. The new Disney Plus streaming service. They're trying out this bold new strategy. Actually, it's kind of a bold old strategy.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to run their shows weekly instead of, you know, releasing an entire season all at once like Netflix and all the others do. They're going to do it old school.
Wow.
So you're not going to be able to binge on any of those shows unless you wait a few weeks and you want to watch them all at once. I think this is kind of cool because I hate it on Netflix when I watch, and then it's done, and I got to wait a year for the show again. So I think it's kind of cool. So you got to tune in weekly like you used to do, like the cave people did back in the day. I think it's great. I think it's really cool.
Perfect.
Sad news about Eddie Money. He is battling cancer, and he talked about it on his Access TV series.
He found out that I had cancer, and it was like stage 4, and it was in my liver and my lymph nodes and a little bit in my stomach. It hit me really, really hard. Am I going to live a long time? Who knows? It's in God's hands. But you know what? I'll take every day I can get. Every day above ground is a good day.
Yeah, he canceled, several of his dates in July because he was dealing with pneumonia. He was just having some other problems, and then he finds out he has cancer. It's not related, but very unfortunate. Rick Springfield, of course, he was with Rick Springfield.
That's why he dropped out of that tour.
Yeah, exactly. So really sad. You hate to hear that. On the flip side, NASA has named a rock on Mars after the Rolling Stones.
Nice.
Yes, it's Rolling Stones Rock.
Love it.
And you can see pictures of it. It's a rock. I mean, it's a prominent rock. It's not a big, big boulder. It's just a rock. And it was announced Thursday night in at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, where they played. Robert Downey Jr. announced it from stage because that is home of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Now, if you are a Stones fan, tonight is the night. They are taking the stage at State Farm Stadium in Phoenix tonight. So lots of our listeners going. Facebook Live, I found that out. A good friend of mine is going. Lots of our listeners to come down there. Today, they'll be listening to us on the way down.
Got to be a great concert.
Oh, please.
No Vegas date.
I know.
Come on, Mick.
I hope they pop through here next year and do smaller venues.
Or
you know,
something.
Just doing stadiums right now.
Figure out the location of Mike and Carla's vacation photo number 3 to win that Alaskan cruise for two. You can see it right now. In fact, a little bit later on this morning, we'll reveal another puzzle piece to help you. It seems like everybody has everything.
I know.
Street address, city, state, zip. It's what's in my pocket that they're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, this week's bonus clue that you're going to be able to pick up over at Scenic Brewing Company Wednesday night between 6 and 8, it will help you.
Is that going to seal the deal, you think?
It might seal the deal.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But if you want to find out more information about the 96 days of summer. And by the way, your first chance to guess a little bit after 7 o'clock.
Okay.
All the details, complete rules on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Carla, you had mentioned the Rolling Stones, NASA, the moon.
Yeah.
And made me think
Mars,
of this other.
It was actually Mars.
Mars.
Yeah.
Made me think of this other story regarding NASA. This is, you know, when I saw this, I was shocked.
Shocked.
A NASA astronaut is being accused of illegally accessing her estranged wife's bank account from the International Space Station.
Yeah.
During a recent mission. That would be identity theft and just might be the first crime ever committed in space.
Yes, unless you count Moonraker. But anyhow, nothing. Sorry.
Okay.
Ugh.
Now, the astronaut, she's denying all the claims.
Yeah. Huh?
Here's the ex-wife talking about it.
USA Financial did give evidence to my attorneys that she did access my bank account. I was shocked and appalled at kind of the audacity of her to think that she could get away with that. And I was also very disheartened that I couldn't keep anything private.
You know what? You're breaking up and you're thinking, all right, my partner's out in space.
Yeah.
Thank God. She just didn't move. She's in outer space. What could possibly go wrong now?
You got the best Wi-Fi in space. I mean, that's where you're getting your Wi-Fi from, people. So you're closest to those satellites. Hello.
If you're going to do anything.
Yes.
You might as well do it while you're up there.
Whatever you can, I guess. That's the only time your Wi-Fi is clear. Probably can actually hear a phone call, too.
The first crime.
No, I'm in space.
The first crime committed in outer space.
I don't know how they prosecute that now. What
do
state
you do?
Do they go to? International air.
Guilty. You know, all these little aliens sitting in the jury box.
Yeah, a lot of antenna. Yeah.
Sad story. Weird story.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
So over the weekend, I noticed on social media, I mean, everybody talking about Popeyes. I couldn't figure out what was going on with Popeyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally, you know, found out that it was all about their new chicken sandwich.
Their spicy chicken sandwich.
And it versus Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
Did you try it? Did you like it? I mean, people are posting pictures and they're posting their comments.
Yeah.
And 702-739-9636 in Vegas. And, you know, the big deal, the big news, and, of course, the big difference might be that Popeyes is open on Sunday and Chick-fil-A is not open
on
Sunday.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's a huge deal.
So that was one advantage Popeyes has over Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But did you try it?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it sounds silly, but I have never had a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
No. Well, you have in here, actually.
Have I?
You have. You have here.
Oh, they brought
them in. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, they did. Remember, it was quite a few months back.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're almost like little chicken sliders that they brought in. I mean, that's not what they are, but they're little. They're little tiny.
Well, we want to talk to somebody who has made the taste difference or the taste test. Norm's on the phone. Norm, what about you?
I like Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A's better. A lot better. And thicker. Nice and thick chicken.
Oh.
Yeah, Popeye's is a little thinner, but I like Chick-fil-A. Hand down.
Boy, that was all over social media over the weekend, like to the point where you go, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
They didn't say anything about KFC's chicken sandwich either.
Lori said there were lines.
Yeah.
I mean, hours to get this new Popeye's chicken sandwich.
I actually like Popeye's way better than Chick-fil-A.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not a Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A tastes fake to me.
All right, Norman, have a great day.
Yes, sir. Take care. Have fun, guys. Bye.
All right. 702-739-9636. Did you do the taste test? Text or call. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Another side story to that Chick-fil-A versus Popeye's chicken sandwich. This kid in North Carolina. Morty, you said there was like an hour, 2 hour wait.
Yeah, people are lined up in the drive-thru inside and just waiting in almost 2 hours, 3 hours.
So this kid goes, hey, I got all these people here.
Mm-hmm.
He registered everybody to vote.
Yeah, he got people to vote, which is so smart. I've had to do that. I've helped register people to vote. You want them in a crowded place.
Right.
Certainly if they're waiting around, it's a great place to
do it. Line.
Yeah.
Here's a bunch of people.
Yeah, he's not even 18, by the way. He's 17 years old. He turns 18 next year. He'll be, in time for the next election. So
being very proactive.
Yeah, it's important to him.
Love that story. Betsy's on the phone. Betsy, what's up?
Good morning. I'm calling about the chicken.
Did you try either one?
Well, I've had, of course, Popeye's chicken and the Chick-fil-A sandwich. It's good chicken, but you gotta go to the Chicken Shack. It'll blow both of those away. On Blue Diamond and Decatur.
I have heard that they are fantastic, Betsy. Yeah, the Chicken Shack.
Well.
There's one out in Boulder City, too, right?
That's correct.
Have you had them, Morty?
I have not.
No, I've heard they're just great. Yeah.
Morty just woke up, though.
I know. Wait a minute. But his ears went up. What?
Betsy, thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for the tip, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Somebody hoping to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer. Your next chance to guess, actually your first chance to guess today, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Make sure you check out the picture. All the details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today, going to be hot. High 108 today and tomorrow. Only about 81 outside right now this morning. Carla has a few things. Actually, a few things we think you should know as you kick off your brand new work week.
Yeah, well, it's a big day for certain animals out there. I'll tell you why.
All right. More on that after Eddie Money.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, out of the sports world, I'm sure you saw Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck retiring after 7 seasons due to ongoing shoulder issues. I mention this because this makes me really sad. He said, it's the hardest decision of my life, but it's the right decision for me. He turns 30 years old next month. That's it.
Yeah.
That is it. That just, God, some of these careers are very short-lived, and I understand why.
More disturbing was the fact that it was announced during the game.
Yeah, I know.
And the game was in Indianapolis.
Yes.
And his own fans booing.
It was horrible.
I don't know if they were booing him or booing the announcement.
Right. And that could very well be. I get it. But maybe there would have been a better time to announce that,
Right.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be, but...
it is sad,
not
though.
Even 30 years old. Jeez. But,
what are you
going to
do?
Good. Yes,
Stanford
exactly.
Graduate.
Yeah. Exactly.
Smart kid.
Good. He'll get a retirement, right?
I think so.
Okay, good. All right.
He'll be fine.
All right, good. Hey, National Dog Day today.
That
is what I'm excited about. It is National Dog Day today. Recent survey found that 86% of dog owners tell their dog, I love you, at least once a month. Morty, do you love Squish?
Daily.
Do you tell him? Yes, there you go. I know most dog owners tell them daily. They say that many of them let their dog sleep in their bed. Sometimes it's just hard to get them off there. A lot of them are corner sleepers.
Yeah.
A lot of them are crawling the sheet sleepers. A lot of them are right near the bed sleepers. Now, about 70% of people think that showing love towards your pet is really attractive. Very sexy.
Really?
People with pets are very sexy. Yes.
Oh, people with people pets are with sexy. Pets.
Yeah, but they think that showing love towards their dog is very, very attractive. Yes.
Okay.
You got to get over it, Mike O'Brien. Yeah, it is.
You know what?
I think people who own pets are first of all, I think that animals are way better than people.
Yeah.
And, it's just, you know.
And let's just clear this up. It's not that you and I don't have pets.
No.
We're very selfish people when it comes to time.
I would like to get another one, but yeah, I have a weird schedule.
Right.
And I know you have the same one, Morty, but you've had your dog for a while.
It's not fair to the pet.
I will. Yeah, I just don't. Yeah.
So it's not that we don't like animals.
Right.
We just don't have pets. Now,
no.
We should also state that we've just now, earlier this morning, adopted Squish as our grand dog.
Yes.
And not to break up the family, we're going to allow him to stay with Morty.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we think it's in the best interest of the family for the dog to stay with Morty.
I don't have one. I take care of Monica's dog every once in a while, Molly.
Right.
So I posted a picture of Squish. I posted a picture of Molly. We invite you to post pictures on our Facebook page of your dog. Now it's dog day. Cats get another day. So we want pictures of your dog today.
That you can post on our Facebook page.
Yes,
which
absolutely.
You can like and link up with through our website, 96.3kklz.com.
Yeah, we'll decide who the cutest one is. Don't you worry.
Do
or the ugliest, maybe, right?
Okay. Oh, wow. All right, here we go. We're looking for caller number 9 over the age of 25. Over the age of 25, and you have a shot at winning that 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company. And I will tell you this, if you've had problems guessing what's in my pocket, Wednesday we hand out the final bonus clue that will actually help you. So make sure you join us that extended happy hour 6 to 8. All the details on our website about the 96 days of summer at 96.3kklz.com. But right now, ninth caller over 25, give it a shot. 702-739-9636. Street address, city, state, zip code, and what you think is in my pocket. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Location. Carla, we have Debbie on the phone. Debbie, go ahead, give it a shot. You know what we're looking for, the exact street address, city, state, zip code, and to win that vacation of a lifetime, that Alaskan cruise for two, what's in my pocket? Go.
Okay, so it's 6135 East Street, Springfield, Oregon, 97478, and I think that you have a rabbit's foot in your pocket.
Guess what? You are 4 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Cool guess.
That is a great guess.
Cool guess.
Well, I'll keep trying.
Your next chance to go for that 7-day Alaskan cruise will be in the 9 o'clock hour. And for everybody else, remember, it's never too late to get in the game. Check out the photo and official rules. Text the word cruise to 702-739-9636.
9 a.m. Perfect. I love you guys.
Have a great day.
You're awesome. Thanks, Debbie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Kids back in school, of course. UNLV starts today. Community college starts today.
Yep.
Listen to this story, though. And parents with kids, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, this is in Texas, this is. I'm wondering if it's happening here. A teacher, she is literally making international headlines because she has implemented a no homework policy.
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle Terry is her name. She wants students to spend time with their family. She says, I don't want them working on homework assignments. This is a second grade teacher, mind you.
Oh.
Second grade.
Okay.
Okay. People are either loving this or absolutely up in arms. She feels that they need family time, especially at that age.
Right.
Doesn't want them to have to go home and do homework. Have some fun. You know, enjoy
Forget
your time
school.
With your family. We do work in school.
Right.
You go home, no homework. Well, this was actually on Twitter. Some of the comments, somebody said, teachers half the time don't check homework anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And they give it back. They never go over it with the children. So fine. Somebody else said, well, it's awful. You can't climb the ladder of success with your hands in your pocket, can you?
Wow.
They're second graders.
Okay.
I mean, I, you know, are there even in grade school on up to fifth, sixth grade, are there teachers who are doing this? I mean, is this something that you're adamantly against?
And as a parent, how do you feel?
Yeah, no homework.
You know, text or call KKLZ Talk Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. 702-739-9636. If you get that note from your kid's teacher, I'm a no homework teacher kind of teacher. How would you feel about that? Love to hear from you this morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we're talking about this teacher who is has the philosophy of no homework.
Yeah.
No homework for her kids.
Right.
And now her class is second grade.
Second grade, yeah.
But a lot of parents, although some agree with it, there are others that are up in arms about this whole philosophy.
Yes,
and this got worldwide attention.
Yes, it did. Buffy said that her son AJ used to attend a charter school, and they don't do homework.
Oh.
They have longer class periods to do projects, and they don't give homework. Now, he has a few high school teachers that don't give homework as well. Mike said, I think people are just salty because as kids, they struggled with homework.
Right.
And they want their kids to pay their dues, like the parents that whine about their kids playing video games instead of going outside.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what, Mom and Dad? We played outside because we didn't have video games. I guess that's a very good point, actually.
That's why we went outside, because we had nothing to do inside.
Yes, exactly.
And your parents, nine times out of ten, it was your dad.
Yeah.
Play outside. Don't play
outside.
In the house.
Jeez.
I don't want to see you.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Marie's on the phone. Marie, what about you?
So I actually am very familiar with this philosophy because my nieces go to a charter school in Florida, which the philosophy is based on Alfred Adler, who was with Freud and Jung, and his basic idea is that we are all equal. You're all equal. We're not just the same.
Oh.
So only until I think it's around fifth grade they start getting homework. Until then, it's focused on reading in the when they go home, and they do art and they do music and they study for their plays.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I wanted to point out is that Japan doesn't even start academics with their children until they're 8 years old, which is about second grade.
Wow.
Because they're teaching them to be good people.
People?
I mean, that's how to get along with each other, how to be a good human being. Because you can, you know, climb the ladder of success, but if you're, you know, not a nice person, then you're just going to be miserable with all your millions and billions of dollars like we see, you know?
How cool is that? And you were speaking of Freud and Carl Jung, right?
Yes.
Marie, you sound so intelligent. What are you doing listening to us? You are so much smarter.
I'm sitting here at the auto repair shop.
Because we're the no homework station, Mike.
Be nice people.
Yes.
Yeah,
all right.
It's really important. Parents don't realize it's really important to keep those kids off iPhones and tablets until they're like 15, 16, 17 years old, because it's so bad for the brain.
Yeah.
Maria, thank you so much for the call. You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
As a lot of kids go back to school, whether it be college, community college, whatever the case may be.
Right.
This story has blown up. This teacher, we talked about this last hour.
Yeah.
Who says, I'm not assigning homework. I'm not going to give the kids homework because I don't do it. And I think they should spend time when they're home with their family and play and worry more about being with their family and friends.
Exactly. Dalton says, I think it's a great idea. It gives parents a chance to be involved with their children. There are a lot of parents that work two jobs. You know, they're both working. You know, he says, although second grade, how much homework do you get anyhow?
Right.
But it's nice to have that time with your family. Now, Tommy says, note to parents. Parents can also assign homework. You're in charge.
Right.
So you certainly can. Another listener says, I prefer just a little bit of homework. As parents, that's what helps me judge how my kid is doing in school. When I check their homework, you can tell if they're struggling with it or not. Without homework, I wouldn't know until the report card showed up. Then it's a little too late.
I see both sides.
Absolutely.
Pam's on the phone. Pam, what about you?
I was a teacher. I'm retired now. And I used to give assignments, and the kids would work on those things. And if they goofed around and didn't finish, they had to take it home and finish it. I think it's a matter of semantics using the word homework.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's their daily assignment. It's the things that they're working on, that you're, you know, working on those skills with them. And if they use their time wisely while they're at school, then it's done.
I think there are a lot of teachers that focus on homework and having to assign homework. I guess, yeah. I always thought if there was something to be done that you had to take home, like you say, if there was an assignment or if there was something that you had to finish,
right,
that would be homework.
But I see her point as well.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think there were teachers, I know when I was growing up going to school, there were teachers that assigned homework just for the sake of assigning homework.
Yes.
Yes. I never agreed with that. Oh, I'm way ahead of my time, because there was a thing in the newspaper or somewhere that there was a research done on assigning homework, and it does no good. And I'm like, oh gosh, I was way ahead of my time.
See? See? Bravo!
Good for you.
Bravo!
Teacher of the year.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Pam, you have a great day, and thanks for everything you do.
You too. Thanks for a great show. Love listening to you.
All right, Carla's take on some entertainment news. Got that coming up after Kiss.
All right, we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Time Life releasing a boxed set of the greatest moments from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It's 11 DVDs, 30
wow.
hours. I know. 160 live performances and no Nickelback. So oh. you're good. You're good there.
Oh, got
it's
it.
The Hall of Fame, people. Hasbro, this is the weirdest thing I read together. Hasbro buying Death Row Records.
What?
So, yes. Yes. That's the one that Suge Knight had for many, many years.
Right.
And so
I saw
I
the movie.
What they'll put out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Potato Head, better have my money. Something like that. Or
is that what it's like?
Wow. Okay.
Or will be like.
Hasbro. Hasbro, people. They make Mr. Potato Head Furbies.
Right.
My Little Pony. And now they own Death Row Records.
They're going to release figures of all of the rap stars.
Yes,
it has
yes.
to be.
Yeah, they've got to.
They've got to.
They've got to.
That would
Knight.
Be awesome.
They, yeah, they own. They pretty much own like Tupac.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, everybody.
Exactly. So they'll have Suge Knight holding somebody by their ankles over a balcony.
It's a prison set.
He was mean. He was mean.
Not a very nice man.
Not at all.
Maybe he had a lot of family, personal issues.
Oh, jeez. Yes, maybe that's maybe. It, Mike. For the second straight year, Scarlett Johansson is the world's highest paid actress. $56 million she made over the
wow.
last year. Scarlett Johansson.
Second really?
Place, yeah. Second place, your favorite, Mike, Sofia Vergara. Made $44.1 million.
See, when I think of that list, I don't think of those two names.
No, I know it.
Those
know.
Don't pop. Like
right.
like Meryl Streep would pop into
I know.
My name. Or
keep in mind, these are things.
Sandra
though,
Bullock.
These are things with, you know, like they said with athletes, with their endorsements
oh,
as well.
Okay.
Scarlett does. I think it's a perfume or something. Sophia has like a ton of them out there.
Yeah.
So they're making bang. I know. Yay! Taylor Swift. So she released her Lover album on Friday. It's now the best-selling album of the year.
Really?
Of the
Already?
Year. Of the year. Yes.
Huh.
Yes. So
that took 2 minutes
way to go
too long.
I know. God, Taylor, can you do anything wrong? I'm waiting to hear they found her in an alley. She drank too much peppermint schnapps. And because, you know, it wouldn't be hard stuff.
No.
It'd be like peach schnapps or
yeah.
something. Wearing taffeta. Looking good, though. But, yeah. Congratulations, Taylor.
All right.
Jeez.
Well, there you go. All right. End of summer bash. End of summer bash happening.
Yes.
It's coming up. And we are so stoked about this because we're going to be out there downtown Las Vegas Event Center. And your first chance to win tickets today, 8:40. 8:40. So you have some of the biggest 80s bands downtown September 7th. It's a Saturday night. We're going to have such a good time. We're talking about Flock of Seagulls, Missing Persons, Wang Chung, The Tubes, Farrington and Mann, the original vocalists of When in Rome, Motels, and a lot more. If you want more details about it, just log on to our website, 96.3kklz.com. If you missed it earlier this morning in a few things we think you should know, Carly, you had mentioned it's National Dog Day.
Yes.
And people, we asked people, go ahead, post your dog pictures on our Facebook page.
They're adorable.
And it's on fire right now.
Oh, my God, they're flipping adorable. They really are. Oh, God.
In all sorts of situations, positions, and everything else.
Yes, they're adorable. We have some, our listeners have some adorable pets, man.
All right.
And great names, might I add?
Yeah.
Jeez.
God, how did you name Squish Squish?
The person I originally got him from, they named him Vango.
But
Vango?
Vango.
Yeah, right. But he wasn't responding to it, and he was still like 3 months.
Right.
And I walked out, I said, I gotta think about it. And then I said, but his face is so squishy, and he looked up and he ran towards me.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, not only do I have to name you that, I have to buy you now or get you.
Yeah,
right.
That's so, from, you came to God.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you come to me?
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's how Squish got his name.
Yeah, and he's always responded to it, so.
All right.
That's cool. I love that. Because a lot of times if you rescue a pet, they have a name. They've given them a name. But they're not always tied to it, so you can just change. Dogs and cats, you can change their name anytime.
Yeah.
The dogs, not so much. Cats, you can. They don't care.
No.
They don't
care.
They
won't answer you no matter what.
Yeah, no. I'm convinced you could change a cat's name every single day, and they'd be like, oh, whatever. What up?
All right. Well, if you have your pictures of your dog and you want to submit them through the Facebook page, we'd love to have them posted there. So do that. National Dog Day. And our Facebook page, of course, which you can like and link up with through our website, 963KKLZ.com. Those end of summer bash tickets to give away, we'll do that in about 6-7 minutes from now.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They're back, and I love them.
Isn't this fun?
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Second annual Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash Lost 80s Live Tour coming back to Vegas, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Saturday night, September 7th. Got tickets for you. All you have to do is spy the lie. We did this last week.
We did.
All three of us have a story.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is figure out which one is a lie. As we were talking about National Dog Day today, can I tell you, for those people that don't think I like dogs, I'm just allergic to them. That's why I don't have them now.
Right.
But growing up, we actually had two dogs. We had Randy, a German Shepherd, and we had Mitzi, a little foo-foo dog. And Randy, can I tell you this? This is the weird, German Shepherd was very mean. Not a happy dog. I don't know what the problem was. And would only really recognize two people in my family that could go into the backyard and actually feed him. Otherwise, you'd have to slide the trays underneath the kennel.
Like a prison cell?
Yes.
I don't believe a word you're telling me even as of now, but go ahead.
Was my dad and my Aunt Mary. Now, Aunt Mary, I don't know, what's the proper term nowadays?
Developmentally disabled?
Yes, she was that.
Okay, yeah.
And the dog recognized her.
Right. Oh, wow. Huh.
But those are the only two people.
Did he protect her? Or?
He just wouldn't do anything.
Oh, okay. All right.
He'd go up to her, you know, and whatever dogs do.
All right. Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Whatever dogs do.
That's story one. Story number two, Carla?
I had my very first dog. I think everybody's had the same name. It was Snoopy. No joke. And Snoopy... Snoopy, like everybody smoked back then. Snoopy would eat cigarettes. He ate cigarettes. No. I know. It was gross. And he, for a while, he ate like any cigarettes. We had our friend Gene Ronsby next door. He used to smoke Pall Mall. And my mom smoked Salem. Because everybody smoked at the time. Another friend across the street, Joy, she smoked Winston. Is that what the Winston?
Yeah.
And then after a while, he quit eating cigarettes, except my mom's Salem cigarettes. Oh. He would only do Salem cigarettes. I don't know why, but
went highbrow.
We finally broke him of the habit because it was bad, and my mom was like, they're expensive, and thank God she quit later. But
that's story number two. Story number three. Morty, go ahead.
With my dog, I got the Roomba.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have it set in the kitchen, and I have it set in a timer, and I stayed out later than I should have, and he went in the kitchen, and it did the whole trailing thing.
Oh, wait.
The
he
what?
Went.
My dog.
He pooped.
In my kitchen, and my timer went off, and it luckily, it stayed in the kitchen.
No.
But
it could have gone everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's story number three.
The beauty of a Roomba. Oh, wow.
Spy the lie. Oh. The fib, if you will.
Yes.
All right, we'll get through news and weather. Then look for caller number 9. Can you do it? If you can. Got tickets for End of Summer Bash, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Dan, can you spy the lie? Which story? My story about Randy and Mitzi, Carla's story about Snoopy, or Morty's story about Squish?
I'm going to guess Carla's story.
About Snoopy eating the cigarettes?
Dogs get sick. I think they'd learn by then.
Well, you probably should have picked another story. Or not. You're absolutely right.
Really?
You're absolutely right. No. Snoopy did, however, get out every night and go across the street to our neighbors, and I'm not joking, steal the newspaper and the milk when they were in milk cartons and bring them into the backyard and read the paper and have milk, apparently, every morning. Yeah, so.
So he'd go out tramping, huh?
He would go out tramping, yes, absolutely.
Dan, you got the tickets. End of summer bash, the Lost 80s Live Tour, presented by Finley Toyota. They'll do anything to sell you a car. September 7th. Downtown Las Vegas Event Center, going to be a big 80s party. You got the tickets from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great, thank you. I'm on the app.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Three women stole a stroller from a baby product store in New Jersey last week. But they had to go back when they realized they actually left a child behind.
See, that happens.
That's what happens when you bring your kids to work.
What did we forget? We got a stroller.
Uh-huh.
And what did we get that for?
Where's Keith? Where's Billy?
Where's
Stevie?
Oh, man.
Cops caught two of them and arrested them for shoplifting and conspiracy. So we'll see what happens to the third woman. A couple of people in Australia got into a war last week. A war, Carla, over who was the best customer at a coffee shop, which seemed to end when the woman got a tattoo of the shop's coffee cup.
Oh, God.
She put a tattoo right there. She goes, I must be the best customer since I have a tattoo.
Okay.
Of the coffee cup.
All right, then.
It's a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Best customer.
Okay. All right. Why not? Better than this woman in Oregon who fell into her septic tank last week.
Oh.
After a crew dug a hole to access it. She was stuck in raw sewage for several days.
Oh,
until
days?
Her daughter found her. Yes, like 4 days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, I'll bet her daughter heard an earful. Wait, maybe you could call me sometime. Really? It smells bad to you? Because guess what? Oh, poor woman. Poor woman. Let's lighten
days.
It up. I know.
Days.
Days. I know.
Hello.
I know. Exactly. Does anybody smell anything? Wow. I tell my friend Monica, come by. You have to come by if you don't hear from me for a day. You got to drive by the house. Make sure I haven't fallen into a septic tank. Jeez. God. Here, I'll lighten it up. The police in Redding, California recently recovered a stolen donut truck. They jokingly Facebooked. When officers looked inside, what they found broke their hearts. Over 100 donuts without a home. Officers conducted an extensive search of the area, but could not locate anyone involved in this tragic incident. The officers were heartbroken that all these donuts had to be thrown away.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it was sitting there. It was a stolen truck. You never know what might have happened to the donuts. They might have been tainted. They might have been tainted with sprinkles, Mike. You don't know.
How long do you leave a donut out before you throw it away?
I don't know. They leave them downstairs overnight sometimes, and they're pretty crusty. So, yeah, they don't last. They don't last. But, I mean, you know, police officers, don't tell me there's not an officer out there listening.
Right.
Who isn't saying, yeah, we kind of like donuts. We really do kind of like donuts.
It would take a lot for us to
think. That really is sad. That might be more sad than the woman stuck in the septic tank. It might be. It is Monday. That's your other news.
All right, light them up. Dial it up, 702-739-9636. Looking for caller number 9. Got to be over 25 years of age or older to take a shot at guessing and winning that Alaskan cruise for two.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Location.
Carla, Elaine's on the phone. Elaine, you know what we're looking for. The street address, city, state, zip code, and what you think might be in my pocket to win that Alaskan cruise for two from Scenic Brewing Company. Go ahead.
6135 East Street, Springfield, Oregon, 97478, Money Clip.
out of five.
All right.
I will tell you this, though. What? Make sure you join us Wednesday. That's the final bonus clue we're handing out. That's going to be a key that will help you figure out what's in my pocket.
Okay. Thank you.
We will be at Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn, this Wednesday, 6 to 8, extended happy hour. Not to mention, we give away the journey tickets if you registered.
Yes.
You got to be present to win. Your next chance to guess in the noon hour, Wendy Rush will have that for you. For all the details about the 96 Days of Summer, go ahead, check it out at 96.3KKLZ.com. We wrap up the show with a feel-good story, and it's in line with National Dog Day. This will blow you away. This story coming up will blow you away. We'll do that in about 6 minutes.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Well, it's all about man's best friend today, and I'll tell you, here is one that saved its owner from a 6-foot shark. James had been fishing off the coast of Bodega Bay in California. He felt a tug at the end of his line, and he thought, man, I got one. This is great. And he spent 10 minutes reeling this thing in, and he had hooked a massive shark. It was like 7 feet, this shark.
Wow.
And he thought, oh, crap. And he tried to get it off the hook, and it fell to the ground and just bit his ankle, just latched onto his ankle.
It was on the ground.
He was off the side, like on rocks. Yeah.
Wow.
And as it went to the ground, he bit his ankle, and he punctured an artery.
Oh.
And he tried. He couldn't get the shark off his leg. So he started yelling for somebody to help, and fishermen didn't hear him. But Darby, his pit bull, heard him. He had left Darby in his car, which it was cool there because there was a bunch of traffic.
Yeah.
So he had to leave him in the car with the window down a little bit. Well, Darby heard him. He scratched at the car door until he pulled the handle open.
Right.
Ran to his owner's side, bit the shark on the gills, which caused it to sink its teeth deeper into his ankle. This is a movie.
Right.
And finally, Darby, he said, you know, he told Darby to back off a little bit, and he did. But he grabbed the shark by the tail, pulled it off onto dry land. He's going to be okay. He's got some pretty bad injuries. But they actually threw the shark back in. He swam off. Apparently, they could survive everything. But yeah, this pit bull Darby, man's best friend and hero. And Darby's only a year old. He rescued him, by the way.
You know what? If you're being attacked by a shark on land, and you do have a dog, that's the dog you want.
Yes, it is.
Either a pit bull or a German shepherd.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Man alive. What a horrible scene. But the best part of this story is Darby getting out of the car. I'm going to get this thing open. Give me the... There it is.
I will... Wait till I get out of the car.
Right. Yes.
I'm coming.
Then going home, I picture Darby going, you know what? Give me the keys. You can't. You are in no shape to drive. Give me the keys. Jeez.
That is an amazing dog story.
Is that amazing? Jeez.
All right. 9:43, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush coming in. She'll have your next chance to win that Alaskan Cruise for Two from Scenic Brewing Company in the noon hour. Make sure you listen for that. Plus, more tickets for... No, you know what? Sebastian Maniscalco's coming.
Oh, our favorite, yes.
She will have those tickets to give away as we recap the show. Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes. We talked about that. And we found out there's a great local chicken place, the Chicken Shack.
Yes, would love to try it.
Might have to. Teachers that don't assign homework on purpose.
That's right.
This blew up the phone lines and the text lines. And some parents, I get it. Other parents, not too happy about it.
Right.
National Dog Day, as we talked about earlier. Check out some of the great pics on our Facebook page.
They're awesome.
Not only are the pics great, but the names. I love the names.
You know, you people have some great dog names. You really do.
And we found out how Squish got his name.
That was an awesome story. That was great.
If you listen to our podcast, you'll find out as well. So... that about does it for us. Have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And, of course, take time. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.